Our Nordine Remodeling Hotline, 451-9299. But hold on to that number, because joining us on our Nordine Remodeling Hotline right now is Jim Tobin. Jim is the president of the Taxpayers United of America. Jim, thanks for joining me here on Cities 92.9.
Oh, well, thanks for giving me the opportunity. I'm being Bloomington today, later today, but I'm glad to be talking to you today from Northern Illinois.
Now, you mentioned you're coming down to Bloomington. What are you coming down here for?
We're going to be releasing the names and pension amounts for the top several hundred government pensioners in McLean County, including the schools and the university, and then we'll be posting those on our website later this afternoon at taxpayersunited.org.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, why are you doing the announcement down here instead of up in Chicago?
We did Chicago already.
Oh, okay.
And I've had events in McLean County in the past, but we're going to make sure we visit all the major counties in Illinois to release these pensions. The purpose is to put some perspective around individual pensions, to put them in terms in which average taxpayers can relate. Instead of saying $50 billion deficit, or in the case of Illinois, $96 billion unfunded liability, we want area taxpayers whose average household income is $59,000 to know how much local government retirees are being paid not to work, and the astronomical accumulation of those payments over an average lifetime. And we want folks to know that across the country, millions of former bureaucrats are being paid trillions to do absolutely nothing. So with their 3% compounded cost of living adjustment, Illinois government retirees double their pensions after only 24 years. For example, Robert Nielsen, retired from Bloomington School District 87 at the ripe old age of 58, collects an annual pension of $158,930. His estimated lifetime pension payout is a stunning $6,152,074, 3.7% of which was his contribution. So we're giving the annual pension and the names of the people who get these pensions, and we estimate the pension payout with a 3% COLA to the ripe old, till the age of 85, which is average life expectancy for someone who lives at that age.
Wow, so you're giving out names as well as the actual dollar amounts that the
dollar
amounts.
Well, here's another one. This guy retired at 53. Thomas Hamilton, retired from the city of Bloomington. He has an annual pension of $119,696 right now, with a staggering estimated lifetime payout of $5,750,607. His contribution to the estimated lifetime payout will only be 1.8%. So we're giving the estimated pension payout, then we're taking the amount of pension they've actually paid for their pension out of their salaries, and we release the estimated lifetime pension payout.
Just wondering, one of the thoughts in my head here, because you're saying, you know, they're going to collect around $6 million lifetime, $5 million lifetime of their pension. How long are you expecting them to live in your calculations?
We use the IRS rules for people in this age group, and the estimated lifetime, average lifetime expectancy is 85.
Okay.
So if they live to be 85, that's what they get. If they live to be 95, they get more.
Mm-hmm.
So average, that's the age we're using, 85. But the point, a real important point we're making at the news conference today in Bloomington later this morning, is without sweeping and immediate reform, Illinois' pension system will collapse. Reform must include raising the retirement age to 67, increasing employee contributions by 10%, increasing health care contribution to 50%, eliminating all COLAs, and replacing the defined benefit system with a defined contribution system for all new hires. It's mathematically impossible to tax your way out of this mess. Illinois has more than 6,700 retirees collecting more than $100,000 a year in pension. And in 2020, that will be over 25,000 six-figure pensioners in the state pension funds. And that doesn't even include the local pension funds.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tax your way out of it. So the employees, the retirees are going to have to pay more. They'll still keep their $1 million pension payouts, but they just have to pay, instead of 1 or 2 or 4%, pay 10% of the cost one way or the other.
We're talking to Jim Tobin, president of the Taxpayers United of America. They have a press conference later this morning here in Bloomington, where, like you just said, they're going to be releasing some names and actual dollar amounts of, well, I guess you can call them millionaire pensioners, people who earn millions of dollars in pensions from the state of Illinois. Now, let me ask you this. Well, first of all, are you getting any kind of backlash by actually releasing some people's names? You get any of these people contacting you going, hey, you know, you getting any backlash like that?
Yeah, that happened once over the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay.
But other than that one time, no. Well, we've had people email in, too, and complain about releasing the numbers and justifying, believe it or not, these outrageous numbers they're being paid. They attempt to do that, but I'm kind of surprised more people don't. Well, it's just embarrassing,
yeah.
You know, I guess. I'd be embarrassed if my neighbors, friends, and so forth heard I was a pension millionaire, and while they're trying to get by working full-time, making $50,000 a year household income, you have to realize that 80% of what the governments locally spend is on salaries and pensions and benefits. So 80% of school spending is salaries and benefits. 80% of county spending is salaries and pensions.
Hey, 80%, and
that's a huge amount of money, and folks need to... Well, that's another thing we try to let folks know. 80% of your local spending by the local governments is for salaries and benefits for the employees.
Right, and that's the whole focus of this press release and of this news conference,
yeah,
is to bring awareness of pension reform and that we have to do something about this. Now, let me ask you about some of the things you have here, because when people talk about pension reform, one of the things that really gets under people is is the proposals that Taxpayers United of America have, is it to only deal with those going forward that are going to retire in the future, or do you think something's got to be done with the existing pensions, those who are already retired right now?
No, they can keep the pensions by implementing these reforms, with the exception of the COLAs.
COLA.
We think the COLAs,
yeah,
need to go, so they could have the pension they retire with, but they just won't have it double every, you know, in 24 years. So,
well, like you said, the COLA, once again, the cost of living, compounded cost of living adjustments. So, yep. What did you say, 3% is what it is per year here?
It's compounded 3%.
Compounded.
So, you get an increase on the increase every year plus the base, and by compounding it, their pension payout doubles in 24 years. If they retire at 50, 55 after 24 years, they're getting twice as much as they did when they retired. That's what compounding your pension payout is, and we think that should be reformed, eliminated, preferably eliminated. But we've visited 19 states doing this so far over the past 2 years, and because we were so successful doing it in Illinois a few years back. So, we've got the pensions on our website for those 19 states, the top pensions, and now we're back doing Illinois and visiting the cities we didn't visit 2-3 years back in Illinois, and surprisingly, there are a lot of them we have yet to knock out. And then of course, Wisconsin as well, where I live, in Shawnee, Wisconsin, we'll be going back up to Wisconsin to continue releasing pensions there before we go back to visit the remaining states and release their pensions.
We're talking to Jim Tobin from Taxpayers United of America, and that was actually one of the things I wanted to ask you, which, you know, you guys look at all these other states and everything. We often hear in Illinois talk about how bad Illinois is and how bad our pensions are compared to everybody else, but, I mean, you actually look at it. You look at the real numbers. How do we really sit?
Well, Illinois is the worst. It has the largest number of unfunded liabilities, and, of course, it's probably the most corrupt state in the country.
Hey, now, come on.
You don't think? I don't know.
I'm not going to defend it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe some people say Louisiana might be worse.
That's right.
I'm sort of proud. I was born and raised in Illinois, and I'm really proud that, I don't know, I hate to have a thing to be proud about, but maybe the corruption accounts for the outrageous taxes. The income tax surcharge the income tax was raised 67%. In order to pay these pensions, they would have to triple the income tax to 15%, and they still wouldn't have enough money. It's just because all these people are getting these huge amounts of money, and you have to remember, you know, that they say in response, oh, our average pension for the school teachers is $48,000 a year. $48,000, that's the average pension they admit to. We think it's higher than that, but... you know, the average pension for taxpayers is $14,800 Social Security pension. We don't get pensions anymore in the private sector. According to Cranes, only 3% of us get pensions in the private sector. So we rely on Social Security which was $14,800 a year average versus the teacher average of $48,000. Actually, I think it's $66,000 according to the Illinois Policy Institute.
Yep.
That's the real average for teachers who work 34 years, $66,000 a year, but they claim it's $48,000. Either way, it's outrageous. There's no way they should be getting more more pension benefits than the taxpayers. They're not any better than us. And actually, they're paid more than we are when they work. Mm-hmm. So,
Well, that's what you just brought up. I was just thinking in my head, you know, the average salary for an Illinoisan is around $59,000, or household income, actually. Not
household
even
household income in McLean County,
Yeah, in McLean County. And so how many people are getting pensions above that? I mean, we're talking like 10 people, 20 people. You know, is it just a handful of individuals are getting pensions that are higher than the $59,000?
Well, that's the average salary for working. The average pension for a taxpayer is $14,800 from Social Security. Mm-hmm. That's the average pension. And the highest pension you could get from Social Security if you're retired at 62 would be $22,000 a year. So these are the numbers we have to live with. And, of course, many of us can't retire at 65 or 55 like these people do. Some of them retire in their 40s with a full pension. The state police, for example, can do that. But we have to work until 67 to get our full pension, which averages $14,800, up to $22,000 from Social Security. So these people are just I don't think there are any government employed retirees who get pensions of $14,800, aside from the part-time people who worked a couple of years. So it's just it's outrageous. It's a ripoff. It's something we're paying huge amounts of money for. 80% of local spending is salaries and benefits, salaries and pensions by local governments. So that's
You're starting to see, Jim, the collapse of a lot of government systems. I saw another report that Hawaii is struggling with the same thing. They're not nearly as bad as we are, but it's starting to really bring down governments.
Yeah, cities have gone bankrupt, counties have gone bankrupt, and reporters are starting to ask us at the news conferences, when do you expect Illinois to go bankrupt, or do you?
Mm.
And I would say Illinois would be the first state to go bankrupt. As for the year, our executive director estimated it will be 2015 when the state of Illinois goes bankrupt. And that will mean that the people who, unless the system is reformed with real reform, not bogus Mike Madigan reforms, real reforms, unless we have real reforms, people on pensions or expecting pensions aren't going to get them.
Boy.
Because if the state goes bankrupt, they'll be lucky to get $25,000 a year.
Oh.
And that'll still be more than what we get, which is $14,800.
Yeah, but but at the same time, if they're used to a certain... you know, certain pension right now, and all of a sudden it gets ripped out from underneath them because the state goes bankrupt. That can wreak havoc on the economy in every way.
If they support, I would suggest that government retirees, if they
they want to keep stepping down,
pension,
right?
I would suggest they support the reforms.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of paying nothing for the retirement health care, pay 50%. I'm talking about the retirees and the employees. Mm. Pay half of your health care premiums. That'll help preserve your gold-plated retirement health care system.
Yeah. Well, I think that really has got to be the mentality. Is one, I'd start downsizing right now, getting ready for the worst.
Yeah, they should. They should tell their union bosses, hey, support these reforms.
Yeah.
I want to have something that's decent. I don't want to wind up with $25,000 a year or less like the average taxpayer. I don't want to be like them. I want to have my, Cadillac system. Well, maybe not a Cadillac system after the reforms come in, but at least they'll have a system that'll be a lot better than what we get as taxpayers.
As private citizens, and it's better than nothing. So
darn right.
Yep. Hey, Jim, I appreciate you joining me here today. What time's the press conference?
11 a.m. this morning for the press.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right, so we appreciate you joining me here on Cities 92.9, giving us an update and giving us some very real numbers of pension millionaires just right here in McLean County.
And we'll have them on our website this afternoon.
So, okay.
TaxpayersUnited.org.
Excellent. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you joining me here on Cities 92.9.
Thank you.